You are about to hear the Travel World radio show. Travel World is a one-hour travel magazine. We send satellite automation tones for your convenience. A 25 hertz tone signals you to switch to your own local programming. A 35 hertz tone signals you to switch back to our program. And now, a few words about our show timing. The show itself begins at 5 minutes past the hour. This break is for local news, weather, and sports as provided by you, our affiliate radio stations. The show is broken up into four parts. There are three commercial breaks between these parts. Each break is 4 minutes long, and they air at 15 minutes past the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and 45 minutes past the hour. The show ends at 59 minutes and 30 seconds past the hour. The last 30 seconds are for local station identification. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information. Travel World is produced in Montreal. If you wish to run Travel World on your station, please contact Willem Backus at 514-861-3488. That's 514-861-3488. We also invite you to visit our website for affiliation information. Our website is www.travelworldradio.com. Travel World is licensed on a bartered basis, provided that the show is aired intact and that the first 2 minutes of each break are aired as is, without change. You may replace the second 2 minutes of each break with your own local ads. We do require that you inform us that you did run the show and when. We accept standard syndication affidavits. You may rebroadcast the show as many times as you wish, and you may distribute it freely, provided that it is aired intact. You may not cut out segments of the show without our prior written permission. Please see our website, www.twc.ca, for more information.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
I'm here with Fearless Janice, the woman who has devoted her life to trying anything. Now, she's about to prove it to us by eating a cinder block sandwich.
You got it, Dan. I feel it's important to be adventurous.
Janice, is it true that you ate the wheels off a car, drank a quart of milk with your tear duct, and then passed 35 feet of rope through your intestinal tract?
All in the same afternoon, Dan.
Janice, is there anything out there you wouldn't try?
Well, that's a no-brainer. Cigarettes, of course.
You wouldn't try a cigarette? Oh, come on.
No, you come on, Dan. Do you know what's in a cigarette? Nicotine, an addictive drug. I said I was adventurous, not stupid. Just thinking about being addicted gives me an upset stomach.
You'll try a cinder block sandwich, but you won't try a cigarette?
Question, Dan. Have you ever heard of anybody getting hooked on cinder blocks?
Well, that's the word. Apparently, it's safer to try a carburetor milkshake than it is to try smoking, because the intestinal distress will last only a few days, but smoking can last the rest of your life. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Montreal, Canada. It's the Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite. Yeah, baby.
Welcome to Travel World, across America via satellite and around the world at twc.ca. Another great group of guests joining us on this edition of Travel World. Joining us to begin, Carol Ann Ouellette is the director of the Maine Office of Tourism, and she joins us live from the State of Maine Pavilion on the grounds of the Big E in West Springfield, Massachusetts. Welcome to Travel World, Carol Ann.
Well, thank you so much. It's great to be here, and I really appreciate the invitation.
Well, glad to be talking to you. We were talking in last week's program at the Migas Lodge, and fall foliage also coming up. It's a big thing in the state of Maine. It goes along also with the pine trees. I always remember the slogan of the Maine Central Railroad, the pine tree route, and so many things going on in your beautiful state.
Well, we do. We are. It is, you know, everyone, I think a lot of people think of Maine as a summer destination, but for the fall, it's really become a place unto its own, and so much goes on, particularly around the harvest. Maine, I think, has a lot more agricultural land than people think of. They think of the vast forests and then the kind of rocky coastline with some of the beaches down south, but there's a lot of agricultural lands, and we see a lot of people really moving into a lot more value-added product from those farms. So there's a lot more farm stands, a lot more things that come out of that, and then festivals that fall into that whole mix, which are fabulous.
There's something about New England fall foliage visit, and the state of Maine really does it up well. I'm looking here at a whole list of festivals which really get you out and meet local people, but it also brings in visitors from throughout the Northeast.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, certainly Canada and Eastern Canada has fabulous fall foliage, too, and I know a lot goes on there, and I think we're fortunate that the towns, the small towns around the state have really taken fall kind of under their wing and love being part of it and welcoming visitors. And, you know, one of the advantages we have is certainly seeing that foliage drop kind of to the sea sort of thing, where we have a lot of state parks along the ocean and then Acadia National Park, so you're getting that backdrop of the fall colors, and as you mentioned, the pine tree state, so there's a lot of green mixed in with the maple and the poplar and birch, and so you really get quite a blend. But the festivals, I mean, everything from this weekend, we've got the Great Maine Outdoors Weekend, which is just pretty much a conglomeration of outdoor events throughout the state. And you can go to the Great Maine Outdoors Weekend website. I think it's greatmaineoutdoorsweekend.com. It'll list all the events that are going on. The other thing that started this weekend will be ranger-led nature walks through a number of the state parks. So that's always a bonus. You really get to see and hear a lot of what happens during fall foliage and why. And, you know, certainly the wealth of knowledge that those rangers have is remarkable. But, you know, everything from the Camden International Film Festival, which is one of the top documentary film festivals in the U.S. now, to the Acadia Night Sky Festival over in Bar Harbor. We've got the Freiburg Fair coming up that opens this weekend. Not quite as large as the Big E, but certainly our state's largest agricultural fair, and not too far from, really, for those coming out of the Montreal area, because you're on the border of New Hampshire. And things like the Damariscotta Pumpkin Fest, where you can actually paddle a giant pumpkin and see how far you can get that down, the water, which is pretty crazy.
Has anyone ever done it? Has anyone ever been able to get their pumpkin right across the river?
They have. Actually, I was in one of those pumpkins in Sanford a couple of years ago, and I'm a paddler, and boy, I tell you, it was a challenge, but I kept it upright and managed to go through the course, so it's really fun to try it, really different. But we've got a new festival in the works this year. Our Maine Craft Association teamed up with our Maine Brewers Guild. So we've got artisans and crafters teaming up with craft beer makers for quite an event starting next weekend. And a lot of it kind of culminates with a big event in Portland called Harvest on the Harbor, and it's the third weekend in October. Lots of our top chefs and restaurants and food producers all gather together through that period right down on the waterfront in Portland.
And what would be your all-time like favorite event? What is something that you say every year you cannot miss?
Ooh, that's a tough one. You know, you're putting me on the spot as a director. I would say it totally depends on what you want to do. You know, there's a wonderful fair that just happened called the Common Ground Fair that's put on by the Maine Organic Food Growers Association. It's really an eclectic mix of everything from the farms to the arts and crafts. I think this Maine Craft Weekend that's up and coming is really going to be fun, mixing the craft beer with the artisans. And but there's just, you know, any of the Harvest Fest, the Apple Days, all those, the paddling the pumpkin. How often do you get to paddle a extra large pumpkin across the water? So there's just some really fun things that happen during this time of the year.
I have a question. With the fall colors coming in the state of Maine, what is the demographic? What's the cross-section of people that come to Maine during this season? Do you guys have a lot of European travelers, or where do the most of them come from?
Yeah, it's really interesting in the fall. We get a mix of some younger folks and then a lot of more affluent touring folks, a little bit older. We do see probably an increase in our motor coach groups as well. Mm-hmm. And they tend to kind of come from all over. It's when we see even more of our overseas visitors,
right?
Because New England is well known, as is Eastern Canada, for that foliage, for that extra special color. Mm-hmm. And you know, we do see visitation from your area. Certainly, it's still a strong draw, and that's great. We see a lot in the summer, but we also see it continuing to grow in the fall.
How positively has the cruise industry impacted the state of Maine? Because I know in my industry, during the foliage season, a lot of cruise lines come to the state of Maine. How has that impacted your industry?
Yeah, it's had a very positive impact. We have seen an increase into Portland and Bar Harbor. And certainly what's nice about that is not only in the spring, but it certainly helps fill in the fall season. So that's been great. We're seeing some smaller cruise ships begin to really get into some of our smaller ports, like a Blount Cruises or a ACL, ACCL. So it's a nice mix. It certainly adds to the economic vitality of the season.
And people can keep abreast of what the state of fall foliage is through the tourism websites.
Well, we do. Actually, we work, the people that know it even better than the tourism folks would be our partners at Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry. So the Forest Service, the Forest Rangers, report in on a regular basis from early September until about the third week in October. The website, which is mainfoliage.com, is updated weekly, and you can go in and sign up at mainfoliage.com for weekly emails describing the colors and what's going on and listing of festivals and events. So we work with them very closely to get that information out to folks.
And, of course, getting the word out to all the people who are visiting your pavilion at the Big E. My friend Bob down in Vermont Radio said that there's a very special lobster roll being sold for $10 there. So, of course, that's a good deal. So lobster and the great delicacies of the state of Maine. I remember, again, talking about railroads. Went to the Seashore Trolley Museum and also to the Maine Eastern Railroad from Brunswick over to Rockland and back. So beautiful scenery to be seen along the way. We're having about 30 seconds left to talk to you today, Carol Ann. Any words of wisdom and that you wish to impart to our listeners in the next 30 seconds or so?
Yeah, you know, one thing I was just thinking of as I kind of go through all that we've discussed, sort of an unknown little tidbit to fall foliage in Maine are visiting the Blueberry Barrens. And if you go way down east, kind of down east from Bar Harbor, those blueberry barrens turn bright red in the fall, all the little leaves, the low bush leaves against the granite. So it's sort of a surprise.
Well, thank you, Carol Ann Ouellette, State of Maine Tourism, for joining us today on Travel World. Stay listening.
Thanks so much.
comforts of home and office. From beautifully styled custom crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal. Then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hey, how about a root beer?
Come travel down the highway of dreams. Full-bodied flavor in a root beer that screams. Get your lips on a Route 66. Indulge yourself, sassafras out of town. Grab one for the road. Pop your top down. Get your lips on a Route 66.
Roadside Beverage Company, Charlottesville, Virginia.
Take your dream trip aboard Via Rail's Transcontinental, Toronto to Vancouver. Ride Via Rail Canada's train number one, the Canadian. See the beauty of the Canadian Shield in silver and blue. Explore the famous park car in the Bullet Lounge. Enjoy 360-degree visibility in the scenic dome. See the great forests and wildlife as you pass by. Experience Via's superb dining as you take in the view. Enjoy fun activities in the Skyline car. And sleep in the comfort and privacy of your own bedroom. Experience true luxury on rails. See the prairies and take in the majestic Rocky Mountains. You'll ride in relaxed comfort, just like the golden age of rail. Via Rails Canadian, the train of dreams. Take your dream trip today. Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Attention investors, are you looking for above average returns and willing to take a calculated and an educated risk in order to achieve them? I'm Patrick T. Parker from Barclays Financial. Barclays is a specialty firm in futures and options. Now, I know that futures and options are a mystery to most people. Let us help you solve that mystery. Futures and options investing involves substantial risk of loss and are not suitable for everyone. Right now, we're making a major recommendation in the energy markets, specifically unleaded gasoline. Energy prices have been on the move. Worldwide demand has been on the rise. OPEC has been keeping a lid on supplies. Learn how to leverage over 420,000 gallons of unleaded gas in today's marketplace. Discover the tremendous power of leverage. Call Barclays Financial right now for a free audio, video, or CD-ROM on options investing. Call 1-800-825-8998. That's 1-800-825-8998. Barclays Financial. Mystery solved.
Dancing. Learn to dance at the Arthur Murray Dance Studio. Dancing is fun, it's great exercise and it builds confidence, and it sure beats aerobics. Dancing feels great and you'll look great. You can go alone or with a partner. At Arthur Murray, their instructors are friendly, professional, and you'll learn at your own pace. Arthur Murray teaches ballroom, Latin, and popular new dance styles, like the merengue, cha-cha, tango, waltz, rock and roll, the hustle, swing, and more. Don't worry if you have two left feet, because everybody starts somewhere. And before long, you'll be amazed at your progress. At Arthur Murray, your program will include one-on-one lessons, group lessons, and practice sessions. Plus, you can practice in their studio anytime at no additional cost. They're open at hours that are convenient to you, weekdays from 1 to 11 p.m., and on Saturdays by appointment. You'll look great and you'll feel better. Call Arthur Murray today and get ready to dance. Call today, because your first lesson is free. Arthur Murray Dance Studio, Brunswick Boulevard, near Sources Road in Dollard. Telephone 421-9710. That's 421-9710.
Travel and Lifestyles Programming. This is the Travel World Radio Network.
Welcome back to Travel World Radio, across America via satellite. And around the world at twc.ca. Stephen Pickford along with Willem Backus. And talking more about cruising on this episode of Travel World with our cruise expert, Montreal broadcaster Sean Kovacs. Welcome back to Travel World, Sean.
Thank you very much. So, so we're here to talk about Crystal. Six-star product.
Very
for
much
those,
so.
Yeah, for those who are already experienced to cruising, and want to kick it up a notch from, like, the Princess and the Celebrity and so on, this is the next natural step up. We had a chance to do this cruise, this cruise line back in 2008, and I was sold. This is my new favorite cruise line. The quality of the food is just outstanding. The shore excursions, the size of the ship allows the ships to go into very exclusive ports of call and stay longer because they have the money to pay the ports to stay.
The dockage fees. And
Precisely. And I think the thing that sets Crystal Cruises apart from everybody else is it's the quality of their excursions. And let me give you an example of one extreme case. This is going back several years ago. I was having the former VP of Crystal Cruises was telling me this story. They were doing a Baltic itinerary, and there was a woman on board the ship who was of significant means, and they had an excursion where you could go and fly in a Russian MiG fighter jet. They can accommodate those kinds of things. No request is too small.
They'll do anything.
They'll do anything, as provided you got the money and they have and they have the ability to do it. They'll set it up on their world cruise. They I think it was in Egypt. It was in somewhere in the Middle East, and they did this only for the world cruise. The excursion was included with the cruise. They brought everybody out for an Arabian night theme, and a good part of the staff left the ship, and they went out and set up like these big, these big puffy couches and
yes.
tents and everything else with belly dancers, and like you know they went all out. That's the kind of thing that Crystal is good at.
You're really going to immerse yourself into a top-notch experience that reflects the area that you're visiting.
Absolutely, absolutely. And insofar as the dining is spectacular across the board, but there's one particular thing about Crystal Cruises that it really marked me. They have this thing called the Vintage Room. And what they do, it's an exclusive dining room, gilded oak panels everywhere. The head chef prepares the meal for you personally. You're with a group of people. And the head sommelier is presenting a wine pairing with each course. And when we got to the main course, which was a beef tenderloin or something like that, it was just this melt-in-your-mouth steak, and they served this bottle of wine. It was $300 per bottle of wine. I'd never had wine that expensive in my life. And it just went down like velvet. And I love food. I'm a self-proclaimed Epicurean. I'm not kidding you, Steve. It almost brought a tear to my eye. It was so good.
You just didn't think something that good existed on this earth.
Oh yeah, no, it was incredible. Crystal really, really knows how to do it up nice. And what they've done now is it's all inclusive now. You don't have to sign for your beverages anywhere on board the ship. Now, for some people who are comfortable with the mass market products, and a lot of them are fantastic, don't get me wrong. A lot of people are somehow hesitant to want to make that jump to the 6-star level. And when you calculate how much you're going to spend on your bar tab signing for things on one of these great mass market ships, and then you compare what you've spent on a smaller, more exclusive quality product like Crystal, and you do the math after your trip, the value, the experience you have, it's more or less a wash.
Yeah, you're getting great value, and they're not just meeting those expectations, but they're exceeding your expectations.
Oh, absolutely. It's stellar. I mean, my wife and I were in a penthouse suite, and we had our own personal butler. No request.
So cool.
Oh, yeah. No request was too small. I wanted they had a pillow menu, Steve.
a pillow menu.
Oh, yeah.
Pillow menu.
and as I was relating in the previous segment, we were out in Santorini for the day, and we came back, and of course we were there with Expedia Cruise Ship Center, so there was a whole bunch of us, and we had some guests from another center in our balcony, and the butler came by, and Marcello was his name, fantastic guy. He walks in and he says, "Oh, Mr. Kovacs, Mrs. Flynn, you have guests, you don't have anything, I bring you a snack." He comes back with a tray loaded with Alaskan king crab, lobster tail, shrimp, wine, beer, you name it, cheese and crackers, all before dinner. So.
Oh yes, then you have to have like your major, what was it, a 6 or 7 course meal that you had at dinner time? I mean, it sounds like it's really lavish.
In the vintage room, that was a unique dining experience. You know, you'll have like your standard whatever three or four courses in the main dining room. They have an excellent sushi restaurant. Their Italian restaurant Prego is just out of this world. Mm. It's really hard to I don't want to gush, but I'm a very harsh critic. I've cruised quite a bit. You know,
you're allowed to gush.
And there was really, when I got off that ship, I said, you know what? This for me is the new standard of what cruising is. So now when I go back on a mass market product, you know, and they serve me red wine in a white wine glass, I'm like, I bristle. I'm like, wait a minute, that's not right. They didn't serve the wine on the left side. They served on the right. So now, thank you, Crystal. You've made me a travel snob.
Yes, you're right. But they've done it so right that they are setting the standard that the others have to live up
to. They're fantastic. They're absolutely fantastic. They have got great 2014-2015 itineraries, 7- and 10-day Canada-New England. You can do world cruises up to 89 days. It's really, you can do whatever you want. It runs the gamut. It's a fantastic product.
I got a question for you about all this. So you're talking about this comparing to the mass market ships, and the trend in the mass market ships are really big ships. I'm getting the idea that this is a bit more of a smaller ship, or are these ships kind of comparable in terms of size as the big lines that we all know?
Well, no, they are smaller, and of course they charge more, but you know, because they're smaller, it's more personalized service. It's more intimate. Yes. It's more exclusive. And that relates back to, like I was telling Stephen earlier about, you know, going into like Santorini and all these ports. Whereas, like, for example, when we were in Santorini, there was Costa Cruises that were parked right next to us in the bay. And by, I think, 4 o'clock, all the tenders had been all pulled up and they were pushing off. Whereas we were there until it was dark. So you can stay and go and have dinner at your port of call and not worry that the ship, you know, that you got to rush back and get back onto your ship. You can shop at your leisure. Sorry?
So you don't have to worry about them leaving you behind or something like that.
No, they give you a lot more time to enjoy the port and do your shopping and everything else.
Yeah, that's right, because you were mentioning that, because they're paying the port fees and things.
That's
the other
right.
People got to get in and out fast. So, yeah, no, that makes an awful lot of sense. And the whole idea that it's a bit of a smaller line, like you said earlier, for, you know, a person who's interested in cruising, they would choose this. It may be a larger outlay at the beginning, but in the end, because of the all-inclusive nature of it, it's probably, you know, it's the same value, and you're going to get a better product.
That's right.
That sounds pretty awesome. Now, how small are we talking about? Because one of the things my wife...
We were on the Serenity, and I think I'd have to check the number, but I can't imagine there was more than about 1,200 people on the ship. Don't quote me on that, but I mean, it was small enough that, you know, the members of the staff know your name. Like, you can walk down the hall and say, "Oh, Mr. Kovacs, good morning." Like, what? Who are you? They know who you are.
But it wasn't so small that it was going to be like tossed and turned at every wave.
No, not at all. It's just a, you know, beautifully, beautifully decorated ship. And like I said, I mean, in terms of service, for somebody who cruises for the first time and makes Crystal their first choice,
they'll never go anywhere else.
Well, I would say that they would have a hard time trying to atone for going for something a little under that. But as I said before, and this is what listeners really need to take away, and I'm talking to people who have already cruised and want to experience something better, or, well, not necessarily better, let's say just different and more exclusive. Crystal Cruises is definitely, definitely good value for the money. As I said, when you compare what you're paying in your bar tabs on the mass market versus the all-inclusive nature, it comes out, you know, it's a wash at the end of the day, but you're so much more enriched for the experience.
It's an enriching experience.
We love having you on the show with us, the captain of cruising, the Epicurean expert. We're definitely going to be getting some more of your input on the different things that we have here in Travel World, because we got another segment coming right up, right, Steve?
Yes, we're coming up on the break, and we want to encourage you all to stay listening pertinent to all the commercials, and we'll be right back, because there'll be a quiz when we return. Stay listening to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite and at twc.ca. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Travel World Radio Show by satellite.
Vacation time can mean a heart-rending decision. What to do with your pet?
Auberge VIP offers a unique concept in boarding facilities designed for the ultimate comfort of your best friends. From the moment of registration, a trained staff member is assigned to provide personalized attention to your pet. A variety of suite sizes are available for our canine guests, designed to provide privacy while cats enjoy a choice of multi-level apartments with a sunny southern exposure. Your pet's personal program can be tailor-made, from special diets to daily grooming and a play and exercise time each day. And it's not just luxury amenities which sets Auberge VIP apart. Auberge VIP provides for a totally enclosed environment, offering safe, sanitary conditions with personnel on duty 24 hours a day and a veterinarian on call. Auberge VIP, we invite you to call us to visit our facility and experience firsthand the care and special attention your pet deserves. Auberge VIP, a comfortable and caring atmosphere for your very important pet. Call today, 381-6653.
DiCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DiCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography, portfolios and portraits, people, places or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DiCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DECAPUA. Call Gary at DiCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DiCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
Feel the warmth the instant you step aboard the airline that takes you to more of Mexico, Latin America, and beyond. Mexicana Airlines. Whether you experience a new level of service in our executive or tourist class, whether you're traveling on business or pleasure, you'll enjoy a choice of hot entrees, open bar, and leg room to spare, all at the lowest possible fares. Come, fly with us in a world of style like no other. At Mexicana Airlines, we think the world of you.
Mexicana Airlines, amazingly close to Mexico and Latin America, with over 40 destinations to offer you in Mexico, Central and South America, and the Caribbean. Whether it's a quick getaway or an extended vacation, let Mexicana help you plan your dream vacation. Enjoy the excellent in-flight service and outstanding on-time performance. Call toll-free from the United States and Canada, 1-800-531-7921, or contact your local travel agent. Also, visit our website at Mexicana.com.
Do you have trouble remembering things lately? Normally, there are a major amount of fat cells in your head, causing difficulty in oxygen reaching your brain. As we age, this condition worsens, causing memory loss, dementia, and worse. Memory loss is not random, accidental, or inevitable. It is reversible if treated properly. The all-natural, safe Ultra Memory is a result of research conducted at Harvard and leading universities. Studies show that the herb ginkgo can dramatically slow the effects of aging on memory and even improve memory function in healthy young people as well. Ultra Memory contains ginkgo in easy-to-take capsule form. Ultra Memory will help you live a full, functioning life. Find out why leading researchers call Ultra Memory Brain Tonic. To try Ultra Memory risk-free, call 1-800-952-3494. Call now and save an additional 20%. 1-800-952-3494. That's 1-800-952-3494.
This is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back to Travel World Radio, across America via satellite and around the world at TWC.ca. I'm Stephen Pickford, along with Willem Backus in Manassas, Virginia. Sean Kovacs here in studio here in Greater Montreal. And wrapping up our summertime adventures, part of the fun of Travel World, hitting the road over the past few months. Willem, you've had a lot of fun.
Oh, it's certainly been an amazing summer. One of the nice things, you know, when you live in a particular area and you figure about drive trips, typically, especially when you're in Montreal, you draw sort of a you know, a radius of areas you're going to go. So, you know, this is why we fell in love with New England, upstate New York, and even northeast Pennsylvania. But now down here in northern Virginia, which is just, you know, a suburb of D.C. where I live, you have a whole new thing because now it's, you know, the Carolinas are within reach, West Virginia, Kentucky's within reach, Pennsylvania, Ohio. And one of the especially nice, fun treats that we were able to maintain was our trip through Pennsylvania. Now, there's a new thing that we're going to talk about later on called the Red Caboose Motel. We're going to investigate that because, of course, Stephen and I both foam at the mouth when it comes to trains.
Oh, I saw those pictures. I want to go there.
Me too.
What are train fans called? Guys who really go crazy for... There's a term for that, isn't there? For people who are really into locomotives?
Well, there's like rail fans, there's train spotters, there's different...
You know what? I'm gonna look it up. I remember listening to that on Howard Stern, and they had recorded this one guy who had seen this vintage locomotive get started up, and the guy went completely bananas. There's a term for it. I'll look it up and I'll get back to you.
I don't know, but whatever it is, you know, Steve and I definitely qualify. I mean, you know, everybody's seen The Big Bang Theory, and you know, you look at Sheldon and his love of trains, and all I'm hearing is, yeah, that's just like me. No, that's just like Steven. I mean,
no, me too. I mean, train travel, it's a romantic and very classical way of traveling. My father-in-law used to work for, back at Windsor Station. What was it called?
CP Rail.
He was a clerk back in the 40s, I guess.
Oh my.
And he loves trains. And we go to we've got the Expo Rail Museum down here. And then, you know, we take the kids there. And they took my kids to... Santa's Village. I think it's in the state of Maine, is it?
There's one in North Conway.
That's where they went.
North Conway, yes.
And they did the little train, the train tour on that big steam locomotive. They loved it.
Or there's also Santa's Land. I have to think about it to pronounce it properly, down in Putney. We went in July. Santa's air conditioner. We saw Santa's biker take it around the train around the park. It's, you know, they, of course, were not always known for respecting the seasonal aspects of certain places, so they were quite unprepared for our visit. But, you know, we love trains in all forms, exactly like you're describing there. But, I mean, in addition to the rail travel, one of the places that Steve and I have also come to truly love is northeast Pennsylvania, especially the Pocono Mountains regions. And if you look at the show archive, Travel World itself has its roots in a Poconos trip that Stephen did way back in the, you know.
September of 1985.
Yeah.
That was the romance capital of America. I ran a bus tour down there to what was then known as the Holiday Inn Pocono, Lake Harmony in Whitehaven, Pennsylvania. And that was my very first radio appearance with John Oakley overnight, CJD 800 at 1411 Fort Street Studios. And went in there. The good old days of broadcasting. I shared the studio space. The other guest was the great Antonio. And... We talked about our trip upcoming to the Pocono Mountains, and that was John Oakley who said, "Well, he was angling for a free trip," and he said, "Well, is there going to be any media tours down there? Where are the Poconos? How can I get down there?" And so the next year, next year we organized the first ever Pocono Mountains media tour on Piedmont Airlines had just acquired Empire Airlines. And we mailed out the letters on a Monday, and by Tuesday, people were phoning and saying, when's the trip? Where can I go? And
fastest service by the post office ever.
Yes, fastest service, yes. The word free just jumped out of that envelope, and some of those guys wanted to go. They went from Toronto to Montreal to Syracuse to Newark and then took the bus. That was the way they had to go. City Express, Toronto Island.
I remember.
To Montreal, Montreal, Syracuse, Syracuse, Newark on Piedmont. And then they took the bus the rest of the way. And this is not just like the Ottawa Petty Saver going this way. This is like the travel editor of the Toronto Sun choosing to do it this way. So,
you know, when you think about it, that in 6 hours I can drive from Manassas to Hamilton, Ontario.
Why would you want to do that?
Yeah. More the other way around.
Well, Hamilton is where my mother lives, so I will visit her.
No, I got friends in Hamilton. Sorry, friends in Hamilton. I was only kidding.
Don't worry. At least it's not Toronto. I mean, I say
no,
the only...
That's true. That is true.
And I won't make those jokes there because Toronto's become quite the friend of Travel World. But, right. You know, We in Montreal like to razz our friends in Toronto, so that's just the way it is.
Yes, it's all part of the culture.
Yeah. But in northeast Pennsylvania, of course, in the Poconos, one of the other areas that we've come to love, I mean, right along the 80, the 84, they used to be the Caesars properties, but now they've become Cove Haven resorts. And that includes the Paradise Stream Resort, that's Cove Haven itself, and the Pocono Palace Resort. It was interesting because we've covered them a number of times on Travel. We did a live show in 2004, and in fact, my wife and I go there on a regular basis, so much so that we're now part of the Forever Lovers Club because we've gone there so many times. But it's so nice to go there. It's a property where it is all-inclusive, so it's fun. Everything is done in the spirit of fun and enjoyment, and that's, you know, like you were talking about Crystal Cruises being done in the spirit of luxury and premium service, this is done in the spirit of let's just have fun and enjoy ourselves. You know, these are not, you know, cut rate $44 a night motels. I mean, it's an experience, but it's definitely worth visiting, and especially if you want to rekindle those embers and so on. But right in the middle of all that, in a place called Tannersville, just near Strasbourg, is a brew pub. Now, I cannot state enough how much we have fallen in love with this place called the Barley Creek Brewery. The reason is we met up with the owner, a guy named Trip Ravain, and he told us his story. And if there's one thing we love about Travel World, it's the people we meet on the way. And Trip told us the story. He was a banker based in New York City, and he decided that he really wanted to start up a brew pub, but he wanted to do it kind of nice. And to this day, I mean, he brews, I think it's at least 20 or 30 different kinds of beer. And the food, oh, the food is so good. I mean, I don't drink alcohol, but my wife goes down. They have the little sampler of about four beers that you can get. You know, you owe it to yourself. If you're driving along Interstate 80, stop for a break. Take a break at the Barley Creek Brewery. You're going to see the signs. I mean, those are the little restaurant signs as you're driving along the interstate. But boy, every time. And Tripp is such an amazing host, you know. In fact, he's also a very active member of the Poconos community as well. So, you know, he's a good corporate citizen and creates jobs. I mean, this is like the dream.
It's always good to support a local business. There's already too much business going to the chains and the realty investment trusts and everybody else. But when you see somebody who has made a success, started up from scratch and realizing his dream, you want to support him. And it's great to see that after all these years, nothing has slipped. The quality is still high. The service is friendly. The price is reasonable. Hey, he's got the right frame of mind and the right track.
I think that because now what I find is that now that the market, you know, in the restaurant market seems to be so flooded with chains like TGI Fridays and places like that, when you find a local guy, just a one-stop shop, mom-and-pop kind of place, and a place like you're just describing, I think people are sort of reverting and wanting to find and seek out these little places like that and microbreweries and such.
And especially when you're traveling, because the places I ate when I went in Cape Cod, I went to restaurants. Many of them were still there from the 70s when I went there as a kid. But I wanted to experience something local and order something that wasn't necessarily on the menu or at a restaurant around here. Why go to the same chains that you're going to see every day around the corner when there's something serving up good food and employing local people right around the corner?
And in addition to this, like, you know, when we come back from the break, we're going to be breaking in just under a minute. We have come to meet a lot of people in our years doing Travel World, and we've really come to love some of the people because they've done such an awesome job. And I will give a shout out, you know, of course, to Brett Lair, who's now moved from the St. Johnsbury Comfort Inn, and he's now in Tybee Island in South Carolina. And we want to wish him every success possible, because if anybody can make a place really awesome, that would be Brett. So we'll get, you know, we're going to get to that, talk more about some of the other friends that we've got there and other
lots of friends.
Oh, one of the other people, I'm going to give her a quick shout out because she is just so awesome, who left a corporate life in New York City to start up in Vermont, and that would be Lynn Barrett.
Oh, yes.
Totally awesome. Well, Steve, we're going to wrap this segment up. We're going to come back following the break.
More about our friends. Stay listening.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening. Travel World Radio by satellite.
get a good night's sleep, and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal, your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada. People moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal. Giving peace of mind. We'll always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal. Your premier community bank. 100
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loosport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center. 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and a command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back to Travel World Radio, segment number 4 of this great show of reminiscing and talking about friends, people, and the places we have been during the summertime with, I'm Stephen Pickford, along with Willem Backus and Sean Kovacs in studio. Willem, you've been talking about some of our friends here on Travel World today.
Friends, for sure. Places we've gone. Hey, even during the break, we heard a friend, Bonnie Nobile from Westminster, Maryland. That reminds me of the trips we took down in 2000 when we went to visit Westminster, Ellicott City, another railroad trip. And Bonnie, what an incredible sweetheart. And actually, since I live almost around the corner, I should come, you know, I should visit her or something like that. Invite her on the show again, because that would be kind of cool. But among the other places that, you know, we enjoy visiting when we're traveling is the southern region of Vermont. And that, I just wanted to give that shout out to Lynn Barrett, because very few people have done so much to help a region as Lynn. And she does it purely from her heart. I mean, she loves Vermont, but she left a corporate job where she was making a great deal more money. But you could see the love in her eyes when she's doing something that, that helps the community. So, you know, real tip of the hat for Lynn Barrett. So great friend of the show.
Yes, and she certainly introduced us to a great much of that part of the state, the southeast corner of Vermont, going through Brattleboro and Mount Snow, Jamaica, up through Putney and Bellows Falls. Hey, there's so much to see and do. Southeast Vermont, it's off the beaten path, but just a couple of minutes off of Interstate 91, so close to home, but undiscovered.
So undiscovered. Yeah, we did another railroad thing there. We went to the path of the West River Railroad, which is Route 30 in Vermont. That's Stephen and I did that, and that's another thing that Lynn helped set up for us. So, and another person, you know, we're going to go a little bit north in Vermont for the place we met Brett Lair. Tell us a little bit, Steve, about his move down to Tybee Island.
Tybee Island, which is sort of northeast Georgia on the South Carolina line near Savannah. And Lindquist Hospitality, Lindquist Hotels Corporation, has taken over the management contract on the property. And right on the beach. And he's gone down there to sort of bring it back. It had kind of fallen on some hard times. And it had been up for sale for a while. And hey, if anybody can turn it around, it'll be Brett and the people at Lindquist, because they run a tight ship. They run a number of properties throughout the Northeast, and this is one of their first down that part of the world. But hey, we wish Brett all the best.
You know that it's a well-run property when every Lindquist property we've been to has been so first class. I mean, yes, they've been different hotel chain affiliations, but you can tell there's a commonality there, because the people who work there, you can tell how happy they are to be part of the team. And that's something that we tell with Brett, because 2 years in a row, they won the gold, the best comfort inn of the chain. That was Brett's property up in St. Johnsbury. So that's really quite an achievement. And, you know, we're really thrilled about Brett's new gig down in South Carolina, the Tybee Island area.
And these are people who are staying with the same management company for years and years, because in the hotel business, we see sort of the revolving door, and you're at one hotel 1 year and one hotel the next year. And this is internal development of their resources, of their personnel, people who started, for example, you know, we met Rachel when she was assistant general manager in St. Johnsbury. Now she has her own property, the Holiday Inn in Poughkeepsie. So it's internal promotion, internal development of the people, and they're staying with the same management company, which, again, it's a people business. A lot of companies forget they're in the hospitality industry.
Now, speaking of great hospitality, you know, it's kind of nice to have Sean Kovacs along the ride with us, because we get a whole other perspective. Of course, Sean, you have now officially earned the spot of official Epicurean expert, the man who's going to taste test some of the tastiest treats that we come across on Travel World, because you just enjoyed, of course, our the soldier sauce that we got, that's made by Petra Fraser in New Hampshire to help, of course, the you know, parts of their profits go to help to the cause of, you know, wounded warriors and soldiers and a few other charities. So,
well, I'm actually going to be barbecuing some chicken tomorrow night at my in-laws, and I'm going to be taking that sauce through its paces. I'm not sure that my in-laws are going to partake too much of that, because they don't like spicy so much, but that's okay, just more for me.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we're only happy to accommodate you, because, you know, be careful what you wish for on Travel World, because we're certainly now, you know, we've got someone who's going to be the perfect person to taste test these.
Well, you know, I've got a thing for hot sauce. I mean, I have a friend of mine whose family's from Trinidad and Tobago, and they make this pepper sauce that's completely out of this world. I mean, it'll melt a plastic spoon if you're not careful. and I haven't really tried anything really close to it. And then I actually happened to be in Cincinnati, Ohio years back, and I don't know if you guys have ever heard of Jungle Jim's. It's just north of Cincinnati. It's the it's north of Cincinnati.
Okay, north of Cincinnati.
The world's biggest grocery store. It has to be. They have their own fish livery in there. They have, oh no, it's insane. It is absolutely, they have foodstuffs from every single corner of the globe, and they have two rows just dedicated to hot sauce. They have one bottle of hot sauce that's used to make hot sauce. It's $1,200 for a tiny little bottle, and it comes with a warning. You have to literally handle this thing with lead gloves.
It's a sign of waiver.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, no, I will be your resident foodie. No problem.
Well, there we go. We've got ourselves a couple of resident foodies because Linda, of course, also, she taste tests things, especially, you know, on her trips to Egypt and, you know, whenever we go places, that's definitely her forte. But I'm glad to have that on board. You're talking about these tenderloins thing. I'm thinking of, boy, Alton Brown would definitely approve, like on the Crystal Cruise line that you talked about. Speaking of cruises, of course, Sean is definitely a resident cruise expert, too, and for a very good reason.
Yeah, through marriage, actually. I'm my wife, Kelly Flynn, and her brother, her older brother, Sean Flynn, are the owners and operators of Expedia Cruise Ship Centers on the island of Montreal. They've been in business for 26 years, which is just a couple or a few months less than Cruise Ship Centers itself. The company was born in Vancouver some 26 years ago, and my father-in-law, who was getting out of the oil business, he was a former Texaco man. He took an early retirement package when they decided to move to Toronto, and ever since then, it's been all about cruising. He got out of the business and let my wife and my brother-in-law take over, and ever since then, they have been consistently top performers in sales. They are very, very well respected within the organization. Their input is sought after, not only by franchise partners, but also by corporate office, and they've been doing a great job ever since.
You see, and you were so shy to talk about them on the radio. They did something amazing.
I'll put a mic in front of me. I'm a radio guy, so just give me a microphone and a topic, and I'll talk.
Well, there you go. You know, we want to give a shout out, though. I mean, that's quite an achievement, being in business quite that long, and it's like a passion. So
yeah, and now that Expedia has bought out Cruise Ship Centers, the Expedia brand has skyrocketed.
It's all in the branding, yeah.
Oh, absolutely. It has been an incredible, incredibly successful journey for Expedia Cruise Ship Centers. Definitely there. Anyone looking for cruising, I can't imagine why you would go anywhere else.
It's worth it. Well, that's great. We're glad to give the shout out there. And Steve, so any more reminiscing, you're definitely the captain of Cape Cod, Council of Cape Cod.
Oh, yes. I love Cape Cod. I mean, every year you're going back to being a kid. When I'd leave Cape Cod, I'd always cry and figure I'd never be back again, but hey, I know I'm going to be back again next year, and it's always good to see many of the same places that I went to in the 60s and 70s, talking about businesses that are successful and that continue on. Homeport Restaurant in Orleans, the Orleans Inn, where we've had quite a few meals over the years, how Ed turned that place around for that being a dump and a dive, and now it's like one of the top places on Cape Cod for a meal, and overlooking the Cove at Orleans. So I have my pictures and I have my brochures and I look at them and I say, hey, next year I'll be back to beautiful Cape Cod, Massachusetts.
It was especially gratifying though this year, Steve, to see you extend your trip, because we're sitting there going, I mean, what is travel all about but the enjoyment of life? And when you're telling me, well, I'm thinking of extending my trip, I'm thinking, well, what are you waiting for? Go ahead. I mean, technology permits you to work from anywhere.
I can work from anywhere.
And just to hear how much you were enjoying yourself. Well, you know, we've been friends for almost 40 years. So, I mean, you know what? That's it does the heart good to see that happen. Well, that's the Travel World Radio Show.
Until next time, I'm Stephen Pickford.
Welcome back. And Sean.
Happy traveling, everyone.
This is the Travel World Radio Network. The Travel World Radio Show is produced in Montreal, Canada, on the Travel World Radio Network. For advertising or affiliation information, please visit our website at www.travelworldradio.com or call us at 514 861-3488.